Good morning. It's April 9th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In the face of a mounting global health crisis, researchers at MIT's Abdul Latif Jameel Clinic for Machine Learning and Health are leveraging artificial intelligence to combat a threat that could undermine modern medicine: antibiotic resistance. The World Health Organization has sounded the alarm, declaring antimicrobial resistance a grave concern for public health worldwide as bacteria evolve to outsmart the drugs designed to kill them. This has led to an urgent need for new antibiotics to fight infections that are becoming increasingly difficult to treat. The team at MIT has made a groundbreaking discovery in this battle, identifying a new class of antibiotics through the use of artificial intelligence. Among these, a compound called cemapimod has shown promising results. Cemapimod has proven effective against stationary phase Escherichia coli and Acinetobacter baumannii, two types of bacteria that are notoriously difficult to treat due to their resistance to existing antibiotics. Furthermore, cemapimod has the ability to penetrate the robust defenses of gram-negative bacteria, a group known for its formidable resistance against many antibiotics. The role of artificial intelligence in this discovery cannot be overstated. By significantly speeding up the screening process, AI enabled researchers to identify cemapimod's antibiotic properties in a matter of days, a process that traditionally could take years. This rapid identification marks a significant step forward in the fight against antibiotic-resistant bacteria, offering hope for the development of new treatments. This breakthrough is critical in the global effort to combat the rising threat of antibiotic resistance, which poses a dire risk to public health. The discovery of cemapimod and the potential for more antibiotics to be found using AI technology could be pivotal in preventing millions of deaths caused by infections that current drugs can no longer treat. Imagine peering back in time, 13.5 billion years, to witness the universe's first light. That's the reality with the James Webb Space Telescope, or JWST, a marvel of modern science designed to explore the cosmos like never before. With a mirror nearly three times the size of the Hubble Space Telescope, JWST represents a significant leap forward in our ability to observe the distant universe. Launched to study the early universe, the JWST's primary mission is to capture the initial moments of the universe's infancy. This period marks the formation of the first stars and galaxies, a time when the universe began to light up. The telescope's unprecedented ability to look back 13.5 billion years allows scientists to investigate these formative years in detail. But the JWST's capabilities don't stop at ancient galaxies. It's also equipped to delve into the mysteries of supermassive black holes, track the evolution of stars, and analyze the composition of exoplanets. These diverse objectives underscore the telescope's role in expanding our understanding of the cosmos. At the heart of the JWST's mission is the quest to identify where the universe's earliest light originated. This endeavor not only showcases the telescope's sophisticated observational capabilities, but also promises to unlock secrets of the cosmos that have remained hidden for billions of years. Imagine being able to sculpt cells from the inside out simply by flicking a light switch. That's exactly what the DeMova group at the Max Planck Institute of Colloids and Interfaces is on the brink of achieving, heralding a new era in cellular dynamics and drug delivery. At the heart of this breakthrough is a novel method that leverages light of different colors to control the interactions between cellular elements, enabling the precise delivery of drugs directly into cells. This groundbreaking research is centered around biomolecular condensates and their interaction with cellular membranes, particularly during the process of endocytosis. To bring this concept to life, the team has engineered lab-made giant vesicles that serve as models for cellular processes. These vesicles allow the scientists to observe how cellular membranes behave under different lighting conditions. When subjected to ultraviolet light, the membrane expands and engulfs the condensates within. Switching to blue light triggers the reverse process, causing the membrane to expel the condensates. This dynamic manipulation of cellular components through light not only showcases the immense therapeutic potential of the technique, but also represents a significant leap towards non-invasive medical treatments. What makes this discovery even more compelling is its sustainability and the avoidance of using living organisms for experimentation. This approach not only paves the way for revolutionizing the treatment of cellular disorders, but also opens up new avenues for exploring cellular dynamics in a controlled environment. The Domova Group's work could very well be the key to unlocking new methods of treating diseases at the cellular level, offering hope for a future where controlling cellular behavior is as simple as changing a light bulb. In a groundbreaking revelation, a recent study has unveiled the significant power of touch in alleviating pain, depression, and anxiety among over 12,000 individuals. This extensive research, pooling data from 212 studies, brings to light the profound impact that touch interventions, especially human touch, have on our mental and physical well-being. Conducted by the Netherlands Institute for Neuroscience, the study delves into how touch not only aids individuals with existing physical or mental health conditions, but also emphasizes the unique benefits of human touch over non-human interactions, such as those with objects or robots. The analysis suggests that while the type of touch, the person providing it, and the duration may not drastically alter the outcomes, the frequency of these touch interventions plays a pivotal role in their effectiveness. Interestingly, the study found that for physical health, interventions involving objects or robots could be as effective as human touch. However, when it comes to mental health, the warmth and connection of human touch stand unmatched. This distinction underscores the potential for touch-based therapies to revolutionize approaches to mental health care, especially in times when physical contact is limited, such as during the COVID-19 pandemic. The implications of these findings are vast, indicating a possible shift in healthcare towards prioritizing touch or somatic therapies over traditional talking therapies. This research not only paves the way for integrating touch more deeply into healthcare practices, but also highlights the need for further exploration into how touch interventions, including those with objects or social robots, can be optimized for health benefits. Published in the journal Nature Human Behavior, this study could indeed mark a turning point in how we understand and utilize the healing power of touch. In an exciting leap forward, scientists have bridged the gap between the microscopic world of tree microbiomes and the global challenge of climate change. At the heart of this breakthrough is the humble poplar tree, now positioned as a key player in bioengineering and environmental research. A dedicated team from the Department of Energy's Oak Ridge National Laboratory has unveiled a comprehensive dataset that, for the first time, connects the dots between the molecular intricacies of the poplar tree microbiome and broader ecosystem-level dynamics. This dataset is not just another addition to scientific research. It's a pioneering effort aimed at unlocking the secrets of natural systems, their responses to the changing climate, and the exploration of new frontiers in plant engineering for enhanced bioenergy production and carbon sequestration. Covering 27 genetically distinct variants of Populus trichocarpa, the dataset dives deep into genetic structures, gene expression patterns, soil chemistry, microbial communities, and the complex compounds of plants and microbes. This treasure trove of information is now accessible through the National Microbiome Data Collaborative, marking it as the most extensive metagenomics repository available for a tree's inner microbial world. Beyond its sheer size, the dataset stands out for its focus on the poplar tree's role in soil nitrogen cycling and its potential impact on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. This aspect of the research opens up possibilities for bioengineering plants to not only minimize nitrous oxide emissions, but also improve water quality, addressing two critical environmental challenges. The dataset's detailed annotations and metadata pave the way for the application of artificial intelligence and other cutting-edge analytical methods, offering a new lens through which to view the complex interactions within ecosystems. This groundbreaking project not only advances our understanding of plant-microbe relationships, but also sets the stage for innovative approaches to tackling some of the most pressing environmental issues of our time. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.